Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio, live from the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. We are broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. Mike Salmon with you today. Stephen Julian has the day off alongside our producer, Trey Odom. And we've got a couple great folks here in the studio. We're going to talk about a great cause as well. We are joined here by Steve Kendrick, the managing or executive general manager of Infinity of Gwinnett, and Rob Young with Concierge Insurance. And we're going to talk about a great fundraiser for a great cause. It's coming up in the month of May. And then we'll have a little fun talking with Arthur Williams. He oversees K1 Speed here in the Duluth area. But we're going to start the program with Steve and Rob. Rob Young is with Concierge Insurance. Steve Kendrick is the executive GM of Infinity of Gwinnett. Steve, Rob, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well. The weather is nice. We got the rain out of here, so I'm doing very well.
Very good.
Let's talk about, first of all, before we go into this great event coming up on May 16th at Bear's Best Golf Course in Suwanee, let's talk about your companies first. You oversee Infinity of Gwinnett. Steve, tell us about that great dealership and the great folks over there.
Well, Rob, it's been a wonderful experience.
That's Rob over there.
Yep. Rob, and then Mike, and then Trey, and then Arthur. Yeah, so we got them all. But anyway, it's been a great experience. It's going on for me now, 2005, so 13 plus years. And one of the things that we take pride in is that if you came in 2005, you're going to see the bulk of the same people at the dealership from then. So I surround myself with great people, and we have a great dealership.
Yeah, that's true. The folks I know over there have been there forever, and they love you, and they love Infinity of Gwinnett. And you actually, Rob, have an office there at Infinity of Gwinnett with Concierge Insurance. So talk about your company.
Yeah, we started this up about, probably about 6 years ago with Steve. And I have to tell you, I've been in the insurance business for about 20 years, and there's a lot of people that could have proposed an idea like this. Steve's one of the few that I would have actually gone and worked with. We were able to put the agency inside the dealership, which has been a fantastic thing for us and also for the customers of Infinity of Gwinnett. We just offer it as a service. There's no pressure. If you want to use our business, you can. We're a brokerage insurance agency, which means we work with a bunch of different companies. So we find the company that's best for you instead of you just being stuck with whatever company we represent. So it's been a good relationship.
We've had a wonderful relationship with Infinity of Gwinnett as well, and their partner Subaru of Gwinnett for about 3 years now, I think, Steve. So we understand the relationship that you have and the partnership and why that's important for you as well. Well, we're here to talk about a big event coming up on May 16th. And Steve, I know this is something close and dear to your heart. It's the Back to School Backpack Program. And the 11th annual Back to School Backpack Program Golf Classic is happening on Wednesday, May 16th. Before we go into all the details about the golf tournament and how people can get involved, let's talk about the program and the people you're touching through this program.
As you mentioned, this is our 11th annual. Over the 11 years, we have given out, this year will top 11,000 backpacks that we have given to Gwinnett County homeless children. And when I say Gwinnett County, it's through, we give them through different co-ops. We never see the children. That's not our goal. What our goal is to give them a backpack that they can be proud of and all of the contents that go in the backpack. So we're talking about the school supplies that go in there also for the beginning of the year. We contact the schools. We find out for the different age groups, first grade through sixth grade, seventh grade through ninth grade or 10th grade, and then 11 and 12. We find out what the needs are for those particular grades, and we put different school supplies in them to match it. As I said, this is our 11th year. We'll top 11,000 backpacks. So one of the things that we do is that we go ahead and upfront the expense ourselves. We pay for the backpacks and all the school supplies up front. Then we have the one charity fundraiser that we have here with the golf tournament. And then we also have another fundraiser for a nice trip for two people somewhere very nice. We pick a different one each year. And then we sell tickets, raffle tickets to it. If we don't get enough, you know, we foot the bill. If we make it, so be it. That's great. But it's a continuing thing we've done now for 11 years. And I would say that each one of the backpacks are, when you take the backpack and the school supplies together, it's about a $35 investment per mm-hmm. backpack.
Wow. I think you might have educated some folks when we talk about Gwinnett County and you're thinking, wait a minute, there's homeless children in Gwinnett County. How did you find out originally about the program, and what was the aha moment that said, you know what, I need to do something about this?
I actually went to a fundraiser in downtown Atlanta. It wasn't that they were giving out backpacks. It was that they were talking about homeless children. I came back and did some research about Gwinnett County, how many homeless children there might be. And to my surprise, there are quite a lot more than just 1,000. It goes up and down based upon the cyclical nature of the transient community. These kids could be homeless by themselves. They can be homeless with parents or anywhere in between. Could be just one parent. But many of the cases is that it's a family unit. And I wanted the children to be able to go to school and not be looked at as, well, gosh, they can't afford anything, or gosh, they don't have anything, or gosh, you know, we're not going to associate with them. I want them to walk into school and feel proud, and that they feel good about themselves and they feel good about learning. And that's the main thing.
I know we've been talking about your involvement, but I don't want to make it all about you. And knowing you, I know you're a modest man. And so we want to talk about the folks at Infinity of Gwinnett as well, because talking to them, they all feel very invested in this as well. It's a team effort, because your folks there, your team members, they're putting in a lot of their own blood, sweat, and tears to back this, aren't they?
Yes, they do. And one day, we take a day out when we have all of the backpacks delivered to the dealership. And then everybody in the dealership takes 2 hours of their time to come out to the backpacks and help stuff the backpacks with the supplies. And when you think about it, you have that type of involvement from everybody. Then we've had some of our employees bring their children in to experience stuffing the backpacks and where they're going and why they're going. And then we've had customers to show up and just do the same thing. So not only is it a leadership involvement, but it's a leadership family involvement, and then a leadership family and community involvement.
That's wonderful. And it's an easy cause to get behind, of course, as we talk with Steve Kendrick, Executive GM of Infinity of Gwinnett. Rob Young, Concierge Insurance, we talked about your partnership with the dealership as well, but you're heavily involved as well. We first met a couple of years ago when Business Radio X was out there broadcasting at the golf fundraiser. Talk about your participation.
Well, first of all, it's just a pleasure to be part of it. Some of the things Steve was talking about, I have two boys that are in school, and I know every fall, for some reason, that whole back to school, you know, supplies and all that kind of catches you by surprise. It's an expense. I mean, it's a real expense. And I can't imagine what it would be like for somebody that doesn't have any money. and how that would be embarrassing for a child to show up at school with nothing, and how that, you know, to Steve's point, you know, ridicule, just feeling not like a regular student, and to be able to know that you're helping kids walk into a school and they feel normal, just like every other kid that walked in there. It's just, it's a great thing to be involved with. Actually, I've been able to have my boys. You're reminding me, we were talking about when we stuffed the backpacks. My boys have been involved with that too. And having them involved with that is a big thing too, to show them that, hey, look, this is what goes on in our community. We need to be involved in this. So what we do is at the tournament, we actually host the putting competition. So we spend all day out on a beautiful golf course, helping people go through the putting contest. And during that contest, we collect money for each putt. And there's a prize. Usually we'll give away a gift certificate to one of the local golf stores or a putter or something like that. But mostly it's there for just raising money for this cause. And it's great to be a part of it. It's a fun way to be a part of it too.
As we talk to our audience about the golf fundraiser and what can happen out there in the fun, you mentioned the putting contest. What else is going on out there, Steve, for someone that decides they want to be a part of this, they want to get a foursome involved, or they want to be a part of it somehow, some way as a group to play? What else is involved other than just the golf? Rob mentioned the putting contest. What else would we find out there at Bears Best?
Usually we have somewhere between 100 and 144 golfers, and then people that just come out to see the event. With that, we have different sponsorship levels that go anywhere from the premier sponsor to the beverage cart sponsor, of which we already have that for this year. Of course, the whole sponsor, gold sponsor level, the leadership board sponsor is one that's really not only unique, but also one that we get a lot of traction from because it's an electronic leaderboard. And so your name is flashed on that leaderboard continuously during the the contest. And also we have the different foursomes as they come through that leaderboard area. Their names are flashed up. And then that's where the foursomes pictures are taken and things like that. So the leadership leaderboard sponsorship is very popular. Then we have foursome teams. We have twosome teams and just the individuals. So there are a lot of levels. My assistant by the name of Kim Jones, which from different things that she's been involved in Gwinnett County. Kim is the person that you would contact for a sponsorship, and that would be kjones@infinityofgwinnett.com. And if you're interested in becoming a sponsor or want to put a foursome in, that's the lady you would contact.
Yeah, I think everybody knows Kim because of all her work throughout the community over the years. And I know Business Radio X will be back for our third year now as a whole sponsor. So there's something for everybody as far as cost and the level of involvement, whether it be just a golfer or a sponsorship or a combination of both.
Well, Mike, your sponsorship not only is just a whole sponsorship, you've been very gracious in coming out and actually doing interviews out at the golf course and spending time at the golf course and recognizing us not only in a venue like this, but during the year also. So we really appreciate you.
All right. Where do you see this? And we appreciate being a part of it. But absolutely glad to be involved. Where do you see this evolving? How big can this get over the years? I mean, it's come a long way. I mean, it probably seems like yesterday when it first started, but 11 years now.
If we did not have the involvement from the dealership employee base, and we did not have the reoccurring just players that come back every single year to play, we couldn't have done this or sustained this for 11 years. I look for it to continue on until it doesn't have any legs.
I don't think the team members at Infinity of Gwinnett will allow you to ever stop doing this now.
No, I don't.
This is something that may, when Steve has moved on, this thing will still have very much be alive.
I hope so. Yeah. And that's one of my dreams, that it will continue.
Ideally, one day there won't be homeless children in Gwinnett County and you won't have to have an event like this.
And if that's the case, then we'll change the name of it and do it for somebody else.
There you go. Rob, anything else you want to add as far as your involvement with the tournament or Infinity of Gwinnett?
It's just great to be a part of it. It's great to be part of a dealership that really cares about people. I mean, all from the top down. It's the thing I realized when we first got involved with the dealership is they just care about people. I mean, and you hear people say that a lot, but are they really showing it in what they do? And this dealership shows it in everything they do. Steve shows it in everything he does. And it's just, I'm privileged to be here.
I think one of the things is over the years, we've been able to have a chance to have some employees from the dealership and then Steve come on multiple times and they get to know the people. And as Steve said earlier, they stay there for a long time and there's a reason for that. For those that would like to find out more about Concierge Insurance and the products and services you offer, is there a website or some information?
Sure.
Where can they get that information?
Sure. Go to our website at concierge-insurance-group.com. You can even call me directly. I have a direct line, 678-822-0932. I'd be happy to answer any questions. As we always say, we're a service to the dealership. If you do business with us, that's great. But if you just got some questions and want answered, that's fine too. We do that as well.
So again, it's the 11th Annual Back to School Backpack Program Golf Classic, Wednesday, May 16th, 2018 at Bears Best Golf Course in Suwannee. We're imploring our audience to sign up as golfers, as sponsors, a combination of the both, and support a great cause, the homeless children attending school here in the county. And we're trying to make a mark and make a difference in that as well. You gave Kim's email address. They can go to the website and find this information as well. Give all that information one last time, Steve.
InfinityofGwinnett.com. And Kim's personal email address is kjones@infinityofgwinnett.com. And the dealership phone number is 678-812-8500.
Steve Kendrick, Executive GM of Infinity of Gwinnett, Rob Young with Concierge Insurance. Thank you guys for coming by this morning.
Thanks
for having us.
And we are looking forward to a great event on May 16th. Our next guest here in the Subaru of Gwinnett studio is Arthur Williams. He is the manager at K1 Speed. Hey there, Arthur. How you doing?
Good. How's everything going?
Doing very well. K1 Speed, you're right down, just like Subaru of Gwinnett, Infinity of Gwinnett, you're right down the road from us. Talk about your location and what we would find at K1 Speed.
Well, K1 Speed is an indoor go-karting company. In every location, you will find a actual race car, whether it's NASCAR, Formula 51, any kind of race car that there is. The owner, he's a racing enthusiast, so he wanted to make a point to have an actual race car in every facility. That's just showing his passion for racing. The thing about it is he used to own a jeans company and he sold the company to invest into a go-kart company. And he wanted that to be one of the best premium racing facilities in the United States.
We can't get in the race cars and drive those though, can we?
No, okay. Those are just for display.
But the go-karts, talk about the go-karts, the size, how fast can they go? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, so the go-karts, we have two go-karts. We have a junior kart and then we have the adult standard kart. The junior karts go anywhere from 32 to 35 miles an hour. Adult go-karts go 45 to 47 miles an hour.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah, it's pretty exhilarating when you're in the go-karts. A lot of people don't realize it. And they're electrical go-karts, they're not gas go-karts.
Okay. And you're indoors.
It's indoors.
So talk about the track. I mean, how big is the track?
The track is pretty big. The times that we run a fast time will probably be 22, 23 seconds around the track. It's 14 laps in a race. Each race lasts about 10 minutes. Pretty decent sized track. So
you mentioned how fast they can go.
Yeah.
Now, but on the course, there's probably not a straightaway long enough to get that fast.
Right.
How fast can we go on the track?
On the track, the straightaways, you'll probably peak at 30, you'll probably hit 40 on the straightaway that we have until you have to slow down to go around the curves. But we tell everybody to be careful because we don't want anybody to run into a barrier or anything like that. So,
well, you know, there's people out there with the need to speed.
Yeah,
and there's
absolutely
people that are very competitive. We found out before the show, Steve Kendrick is very competitive.
Absolutely.
How do you manage the people that go out there and all they want to do is win between having fun and being safe?
So with that, we have a lot of safety procedures in place. We do safety briefings before anybody races. Anybody that's new, we make sure everybody goes through a safety briefing. We actually have two people that's out there on the track that monitors the race. So, and we communicate off of walkie-talkie. So if we see somebody that's, you know, constantly hitting the wall, if they can't handle the speed, we have to adjust that. So that way they're safe and they're safe, make it safe for everybody else as well. We just have to monitor it very closely. Sometimes we can't catch everything, you know, so we see some accidents happen, but we do our best to try to keep everybody safe.
We're talking with Arthur Williams, the manager of K1 Speed in Duluth here on Gwinnett Business Radio. And I see here in my notes, you have leagues out there.
Yes, yes. So those are probably the most funnest things that for me, I like the leagues because for one, everybody, they race with persistence. They know exactly what they're doing. Seeing a league race is almost like it's almost like watching a movie or it's just because it's a strategy. Junior leagues are very fun to watch because they get competitive too. We have our junior races are anywhere from the ages of 8 to maybe 12 years old. They are really fast. Seeing that and seeing them progress as racers, seeing them develop, that's always intriguing to me. It always keeps me happy because, you know, they actually have a passion for something that they enjoy doing. The adults, they get almost too serious. So, you know, they don't want to stay for the award ceremony. They want to leave because they got passed or they didn't hit their time like they should have. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all back to just fun. Competitive on a respectful right. level, you know.
There's that balance.
Friendly competition.
Being a good sportsmanship.
Yeah, friendly competition. And, you know, a lot of those take it a little too serious. The kids, they don't take it that serious until the finals. At the end of the season, it's a 10-month season for the kids. So around August or November, that's when we do, like, the final awards. Everybody gets this, everybody gets that. That's when you start seeing the kids really break down. Like, they really tried hard all season, and now they didn't, you know, win first place or second place. And then the adults kind of know where they're at by the time the end of the season is, because, you know, they're tracking their scores and things. They're like, okay, I know I'm not gonna win. So
yeah.
But the kids, they're like, you know, that last bit of hope. And then once we reward somebody, it's like that's when you see the passion and all that. That's when you see their heart just sinks because they really enjoy the sport. And then they're like, then it's like, oh man, I can't do this. You know,
I love talking about the competitiveness. I can only imagine, you know, Steve and myself and Rob out there, and then some 13-year-old passes us. How demoralizing that would be. Right. Some 7-year-old or whatever the case may be passing us on the track there. Our audience here at Business Radio X, business leaders, executives, people like that. So talk about the corporate events that mm-hmm. you have out there. And of course, our audience, they also have children.
Right.
So you have parties out there. So talk about the parties and the corporate events that you guys host.
Okay. So a lot of the corporate events that we have, we kind of format it kind of like a league style. So what we do is we have different packages that we do. We call it the mini GP. It's a mini Grand Prix package. It's a 2-race package. We have a Grand Prix package, which is a 3-race package. Then we have a Petit Le Mans package, or a Le Mans package, I should say. And that's 4 races. That's like an endurance package. So we do a practice, a qualifier, and a final for the GP. For the Le Mans, we do a practice qualifier, qualifier, final. And for the MGP, we do a qualifier and a final. After all the races, we do a award ceremony for first, second, third for the corporate event. Or we can do a team building event, which that's a lot of fun. We have corporate people with their company that'll come out and they'll have we'll have somebody blindfold in a go-kart. And then we'll put them on the lowest speed possible.
Wait, you're going to put somebody on a go-kart and blindfold them?
Yeah. This is just one of the events that we do as far as a corporate team building. So while they're blindfolded, they have a walkie-talkie or they're communicating with another member of their company. And that person has to tell them what to do. Okay, turn left, because they can't see, you know, turn right. And they have to get around the track in the fast amount of time in order to, you know, whoever has the fastest time while they're communicating wins with an associate. So they're pretty much partners.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Team. Yeah, so we get things like that, or we'll have a big beach ball and we'll set that on a track, and then they have to drive the beach ball around the track, and whoever has the fastest time doing that will win. So we do a lot of fun things for team building, and that's a lot of fun to watch.
Where did these ideas come from?
You know, to be honest, I don't know. I think it just went more to come from you know, just having fun, you know, team building and just having the most craziest thing that you could think of and apply it to a go-karting. You know, it's just a lot of fun just to be able to see. You know, everybody thinks, you know, just a race and try to beat somebody, but they don't really try to be creative with it, you know, especially with team building. You know, creativity of doing different things that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't think about kind of makes it a little more fun than just, okay, I have to beat this person. I have to beat that person, you know.
Very cool. So corporate events, birthday parties, for folks that want to find out more, is a lot of this listed on the website?
Yes. So our website is k1speed.com. All the information is listed on there as far as if you wanted to book a party or you want to talk about team building events or any kind of anything that you want at closures. We do a lot of closures for companies. Anything like that, is all the information is on there.
K1speed.com. And of course, you're the location in Duluth.
Yes, sir.
Talk about exactly where you're located.
So we are off of Pleasant Hill Road right next to LA Fitness and Publix. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. We close at 10 o'clock Monday through Thursday. We open at 11. I mean, we open at noon on Monday through Thursday. We close at 10. Friday, we open at 11 and close at 11. Saturday, we open at 10 o'clock and close at midnight. Sunday, we open at 10 and close at 9.
Great stuff. Arthur, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about K1 Speed.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You brought a few passes out here that you've passed out to the guests and to Trey and myself. So we're looking forward to getting out there and trying and putting the pedal to the metal.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. Again, Arthur Williams with K1 Speed here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Real quick, want to let you know that love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy our hassle-free experience, Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, well, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And speaking of good events, we've already talked about the backpack program and the golf fundraiser coming up. We had a chance the other day to meet with Sarah Babrick. She's with the West Leukemia Research Foundation, and they've got a great fundraiser coming up for leukemia research. It's the Pigs and Pearls Party featuring Yacht Rock Review. They're a fun 70s band. The fundraiser is coming up, and I had a chance to talk to her the other day, and here's a part of that interview. Hey, Sarah, good to see you again.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's that time of the year again, the second annual Pigs and Pearls Party featuring Yacht Rock Review, benefiting the West Leukemia Research Foundation. Tell us what's going on March 3rd.
So on March 3rd, over at the Sugarloaf Country Club, we will be having a delicious barbecue dinner with an open bar, and then live entertainment by Yacht Rock Review, and dancing the night away for the guests.
Obviously raising funds for a great cause. For those not familiar with the West Leukemia Research Foundation, give us a brief overview of what the money's going to be used for.
So the West Leukemia Research Foundation supplies grants to researchers around the world that are pursuing a cure for leukemia.
Okay. Pigs and Pearls Party on March 3rd, Sugarloaf Country Club in Duluth, Georgia. And the featured group that night is going to be Yacht Rock Review. And they're a fun band to watch, aren't they?
They're fun to watch and they're fun to interact with. Last year they came to our event as well, and the guests just had such a fun time with them.
This is one of those things where you're going to be up and dancing probably.
Absolutely.
You got to put your boogie shoes on because they do a tribute to 70s light rock. They call themselves the greatest show on surf. And you've told me before the show that they're a fun group to work with.
They are, and they dress up, they dress the part, and they just jump right in there and have a great old time with everyone.
And they dress the part. I talked to someone the other day, and they go, oh yeah, I've got the Yacht Rock Review hat and so forth. For people that are not familiar with the group, here's a little bit of their sound. So you got a little of the 70s light rock vibe going. They'll do Doobie Brothers, Steely Dan, Hall & Oates. Do you have a favorite that they usually play?
I don't, which is what's so exciting because I'm like, oh, I know this song. I know this song too. And you just keep going with it. It was such a fun night.
So a little bit of everything. And so this is Yacht Rock Review. And 7 o'clock, is that when the show begins? Is that when the event begins? How is it laid out that night?
The event starts at 7. Dinner will start at 7:30. The band goes on at 8:30. And we're wrapping up at 11.
There's a little Hall & Oates. Sounds just like him, actually. You close your eyes, you think you're... Okay, so there you go. There's a little bit of what Yacht Rock Review sounds like. Now, that's just part of the night, though. You've got a raffle going on. What are some of the things that people could actually win?
We have a great strand of pearl necklaces and then a pearl necklace, I'm sorry, and pearl earrings donated by Tara Fine Jewelry in Buford. We've got some great donations just from the community that has supported us, which is fantastic. We have sunglasses from Sugarloaf Eye Care, Tiffany sunglasses. We also have different restaurant gift certificates, Duluth Fit Body donated some 21-day challenge programs. Just some great fun prizes that just make the night a little extra special. And then we'll be doing a live auction of a guitar signed by the band.
Nice. Live auction, raffle, delicious food, live music. Let's talk about the attire, what people wear, because they hear pigs and they hear pearls and they go, oh, it's at a country club. I guess I got to get, you know, dress up for this thing.
We want you to look your best, but you don't have to come in a suit or a tie or that black tie event. This is going to be more of your denim and your pearls. So keep it fun, but keep it comfortable because we want you to be dancing.
Now, the Yacht Rock Review guys, they wear 70s garb. I mean, you know, you look feel like you've gotten a spaceship in time travel
yes,
back.
Yes, I do.
I was at a concert, a 70s concert not that long ago, and it was a KC and the Sunshine Band. And people were showing up with big, you know, wigs and wearing the 70s. What happens if somebody wants to dress up for the time?
You are more than welcome to. We had several people who just played off of it last year and they had a blast. So you are welcome to come and dress.
So we just want them, just come on out.
Come out, be a part of the event, be a part of something that makes a difference. You'll be investing in leukemia research, but it's just a good night to make some new friends and have a great time.
And it's a Saturday night.
Exactly.
What else are you going to do?
Join us for Pigs and Pearls.
Most important question, Sarah, where can people find out more and get tickets?
Directly on our website at theWesFoundation.org, WESFoundation.org. There is a link right there on the front screen, Pigs and Pearls Party. Click that. You can learn about if you're interested to be a sponsor. Or down below, you can just purchase your tickets.
Okay, so still time for sponsorships. If you're a company, want to get your name out there as well. How much are tickets going for?
Tickets are $150 a person, and that includes all-you-can-eat dinner, open bar, and live entertainment.
Open bar.
Open bar.
That's a pretty good deal. Is there a benefit of buying them before the day of the event?
We ask that you do buy tickets before the day of the event. We need to have an RSVP.
And for people that might procrastinate and they go, oh my goodness, I want to go, but I forgot to get my tickets and it's the day of, are they out of luck or can they still show up?
It will just depend on how many people have already purchased their tickets. Don't take the chance, but you can also reach me directly if you're having any issues or questions at 770-595-3573. But you don't want to miss this night.
There you go. It's a Saturday night, March 3rd. And it starts at 7 o'clock. And this is 2018, by the way, for anyone listening to the podcast past March of 2018. Again, one last time, the website for all the information and tickets.
Wes, W-E-S, foundation.org.
Thank you, Sarah. Great to see you.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Sarah Babrick for joining us in the studio the other day with the West Leukemia Research Foundation and talking about a great event, Pigs and Pearls Party. The fundraiser coming up featuring Yacht Rock Review. And speaking of wonderful programs, of course, the 11th Annual Back to School Backpack Program Golf Classic taking place Wednesday, May 16th at Bears Best Golf Course in Suwannee. And Steve, again, for people that want to get involved, either participate or be a sponsor, they can do what?
Contact kjones at infinityofgwinnett.com. That's Kim Jones. Or you can call her at 678-812-8500 and just ask for Kim Jones.
Great. Steve, thank you for coming in. Great to see you.
It's always a pleasure.
And Rob, thank you for joining us here in the studio as well.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
And Arthur, again, K1 Speed, K1Speed.com. And your location in Duluth is where?
Right off of Pleasant Hill Road, next to LA Fitness and next to LA Fitness and Publix.
Great. Want to thank all our guests and our producer, Trey, as well. A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime, 24-7, by going to businessradiox.com. Select the Gwinnett Studio and pick the Gwinnett Show, and you'll see this show and all our other shows as well. This show and all our others are also available on iTunes. So go there, subscribe, leave a review. And we're also all over social media. So for everybody involved and our listeners, thank you for joining us. And we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.